You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. On this Thursday, Dr. Cheryl White joins us to examine the truly horrifying legends surrounding premature burials.
Sometimes urban legends really tap into some of the most terrifying nightmares the human imagination can conjure. Such is true about this week's tale, that of the premature burial. Many people of past ages would tell tales of a friend or a relative they knew, or a friend of a friend who had been pronounced dead, was buried according to custom, and under some unusual circumstance that required a later opening of the grave, it would be revealed that the person had been buried alive. Claw marks on the inside of the coffin lid, frantic messages etched into wood, and even the occasional sound of someone trying to escape their grave overheard by a random passerby, all of these reports have found their way into legends of premature burials. It is an urban legend that spans centuries, is found in virtually every culture, and yes, is based at least partially in truth. With a nod to horror movies and novels, we can acknowledge that while this might represent a great human fear, it is a relatively rare event in history. And certainly all such cases took place before the age of modern embalming came about. The origins of the urban legend seem to be ancient, when superstition about death and the desire to memorialize the individual developed into burial rituals, some of which continue to this day. The very notion of a wake, derived from the historic practice of observing a dead body to make sure the person really was dead before interment would take place. It does appear that even into the 19th century, there was widespread fear of being buried alive, so much so that coffin makers experienced an unprecedented demand for models that would include an interior bell or some other signaling device. The panic that seems to have generated this demand is explained by historians as possibly reflecting a general mistrust in doctors and the state of medicine at that time. No doubt this fear might have been exacerbated by the realization that sometimes when a person appeared to have drowned or been struck by lightning, for instance, they later seemed to spontaneously revive. Meshing the reality of hit-and-miss medical care with one of the most feared nightmares one can imagine, the urban legend begins. Has it ever happened? Most assuredly. History has documented a few examples of premature burials, and there is a persistent but undocumented tale of a near-miss event right here in Shreveport. In the late 19th century, there may have been a funeral procession into Oakland Cemetery interrupted when the deceased woke up. While rare, such tales are the ones that the imagination can't quite let go of. As macabre master Edgar Allan Poe wrote in his tale, The Premature Burial, "The boundaries which divide life from death are at best shadowy and vague. Who shall say where the one ends and where the other begins?"
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.